Clement Weisbord.
Topic of plastic cups, floating wicks, and these glass plastic, yeah? What's it called? These dessert cups, disposable cups, yeah. So we said that lechera, disposable cups is lechera problem.
True.
Lechera, the disposable cups, lechera is a problem because the first time you're putting it together on Shabbos, which is lechera makapatish, that's making an item. Therefore, since you're making an item, that's a problem of makapatish on Shabbos.
Once together it opens up the building.
Yeah, that's what we said. Since you're going to see this. Since it's a loose connection, this loose connection is only osa if you make it for the first time. Once it's been made together, and then you take it apart, you put it back again, that's mutter. So on Erev Shabbos, the first one to do that, it's very problematic, because you have to put it back to the same one it was. So if you've got 100 glasses, and you put 100, each one has to go back to the same one. So it's very, that's not so posh on Shabbos. No, so if you undo it, the mice are going to have a problem. The only way to do it is to leave it with some sort of simon, that each base, you know which one goes to its cup. That's very hard. That's very hard to do. That's not very posh. So the only way to do it is to make it before Shabbos. Leave it assembled, and on Shabbos you can fill up the dessert cups. That's number one. Number two, we said, this is an interesting eitzah, sort of a follow-up, a very good eitzah. If someone's stuck on Shabbos, Lamosh, he's got all these dessert cups, he's making a simcha, and he's stuck. He didn't make it before Shabbos. So it's a chiddush that any time a person puts these cups together with intention to undo it, it's an issur rabbanan. So if he has that in mind, and he asks a goy to do it for him on Shabbos, and he has in mind to undo it, that's mutter to do. The goy is doing shvus to shvus. The goy is doing an issur rabbanan.
He has to undo it
before he throws it away. Either the goy can undo it, or you can do it. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. It's not called a kaidi. That you're allowed to do. Now we spoke about floating wicks. A very interesting shout about floating wicks last time we spoke about. And we asked, is there a problem in Yom Tov to make a floating wick? Is that makra patish? The Marshal Wise, and we brought it in last time. You got these small little wicks, little base, and you put a little wick through that. So the chayyim, that apostle can say, to make the hole bigger on Shabbos, that's on Yom Tov, that's the chayyim problematic. If the hole's very small, it doesn't go through, to pierce it, to make the thing go through, that's more problematic. Very often, most times, when the hole's made. So we had a big shayla. Can you put the wick through it for the first time on Yom Tov?
Even if the hole is made.
The hole is fine, and you want to put a wick through it. So the we said in Svor, it should be a problem, actually. Yeah, it should really be a problem. We said that many possible hold, it's not a problem. We said Ram Nissim, I'm supposed to read that again, Ram Nissim. So Ram Nissim says it's from Svor. Ram Nissim says that's not a problem. Even though, he says, Lamoshal, I've seen this verse also, sometime, that to put feathers into a cushion on Shabbos is a malach of makapatish. Because you're making the pillow or the quilt. So who adin lechera, putting the wick into the base should be the same thing. On that, Nissim and others say there's a difference. Nirad loidomi, to put suas hamanul, same thing with a shoelace, to put a shoelace for the first time into a shoe is a problem of makapatish. That's different, because when you put it into the shoe, harichoyfech hashem harutsus dov echot, you change the shoelace from a shoelace to a shoe. It now becomes part of the shoe. When you put feathers into a cushion or a quilt, the feathers now don't become feathers anymore. They now become part of the quilt. They are called a quilt. Masha Enkin, he says, a wick into the base there. The wick is still called a wick. You haven't changed it for a wick. It was a wick beforehand.
It's called a
floating wick. It's still called a wick. You haven't changed it. The wick was a wick beforehand, and the wick still remains a wick. That's his loshen. Hold on, who are then? The Machnis Mochin is like a Masha Aitzim. Masha Aitzim, I close up Sirisha Tidlat, Loy Mischadish Kam Dova. You're not adding anything. The Ain Kan Yet Sirisha Kadosh, you're not making a new Matsias. Raksha Oyster Pu'udah Shab Sirisha Tukha Litsev. You're not the wick, it's just. You're not making a new thing. You're making that the wick can now float. But the wick was a wick beforehand, the wick is a wick now.
Can you like that the wick if it's not in its core, whatever it is?
No, probably wouldn't last. That's true. That's true. That's why it's a bit worse. Yeah, but he's learning. It has to be a new Shem. You haven't made a new Shem. It's not a shame. It's interesting story. So I have to tell you, we said already last time, there are other possible holds of the problem, actually. In fact, I was telling someone this on the last week. He said, there's nothing wrong with it. Anyway, he came back to me today. He said, he asked one of the Rabbonim in town here. And the Rabbonim in town said, you can see it should be a problem. So I'm saying, there's yes for yes on this. And you can see, this is a bit of an interesting area, this one.
Could it be a problem if the hole is stamped out or the piece is still in it? And then when you push the wicking, you take the piece out.
See, that is more of a technical problem. Could be. You're making the base usable. The base is usable now. Not the wick. That could be. I swear, if you make the hole larger, you make the hole larger, you make the hole...
larger, stamped.
Yeah, I'm saying, but what, it didn't come out properly.
It's perforated,
but it's not out.
Yeah, but that perforated stomach is like it's off. If it's easy to glue off, the stomach is considered as though it's off. If you have to make the hole wider, the hole is not big enough, you have to make the hole wider, that could be a problem. That was the case of the floating wigs. And then we want to move on to this week, today's topic, is very interesting show about glass lenses. Now this happens sometimes, someone's glasses, for example, let's say, for example, let's talk about, there's a few cases that can happen, the side can come off, the screw can come off, well, the lens can come out. Yeah? Now, what happens now in such a case? This is an interesting child over here. This is the Oracle Shabbos, very busy with this. What? Boiner, could be Makapachi, yeah, it could be, it's very hard. Yeah, but first a big shayla boiner. Boiner could be the ain't boiner bekadim. It's a big shayla in Rishonim, where there's a shayla where you can make binya bekadim. But Makapachi, if but that's because it's a loose connection. I'm going to come to that. That's because it's a loose connection. To mosh, for someone to make a firm connection on Shabbos, even if it was there already before, it's a Makapachi. That's an interesting point there, yeah? That's a good point. Well, let's just speak this out, because he speaks out nice and clearly over here. So in Oka Shaz and Perak Ches, over here, he speaks about the different halakhas of reassembling items on Shabbos. Let me just give you a little akdoma, first of all, before we start. The akdoma is over here, that there's three sorts of ways you can join an item together. One is a tekiah, it's very firmly held together. That is lamoshal, for example, you've got a leg of a table that's come out, and you want to put it back into its socket. And it's normally screwed in. That is a very firm connection. Someone does that on Shabbos, he's done an Issur D'orayis of Makapachi. Even if it was there beforehand. Because that is a new tekiah. When it broke, it was considered ois keini. Now you made a firm connection, that is Makapachi. Could also shall have binyan mekeinim. If you hold b'yesh binyan mekeinim, it might be binyan mekeinim as well, yeah? So that's an interesting point. But Makapachi should also be.
And if it's there, it's gone loose, just to tighten a bit.
Oh, I'm wrong. So now that's halacha number one. Halacha number one is to make a tight connection in something that is a tekiah, a bechizuk, that is an issa of makapatish. Issa the rice of makapatish. So first halacha is said over here. Someone does this, he makes a firm connection in a keli, he's chayav chatos. That's what you're doing. That's the issa min ha-Torah of makapatish. That's number one. Number two is if a person sticks things together, but not so tight. Not so tight. It's connected, but not so tightly connected. So on this, he says over here, Hakovas came at the hiduk. Also, the harakiv chelke kedi there imachimuhum hiduk. You mustn't join parts of a kedi tightly. It's not mummy's firmly connected, but it's quite tight. Comes out in a minute. That's an issa drabonon. Of you might finish off and tighten it up. Now he says himself, it's very hard to know what the Hagdorah is tight. What does it mean? Kosher litn kitzvah ma nechshav chibah muhuduk, what's called a tight fitting. Sheneh mid rabbonon, or ma nechshav rofu, because something which is very loosely connected is no problem at all. So it's hard to be magdi, he says, what's called tight and what's called loose. Mikol mokom mocha b'gemara, he says, it's clear from the Gemara, shegam mitzvah v'kiseh shoy mokovrim bar kovar refuya, you can have a case of a bed which is loosely connected, and even so you can sit on it. So obviously, when we talk about loosely connected, it's not mamish loose that the whole thing will fall apart when you put any pressure on it. It's obviously loosely connected, but you can still sit on it. That's still considered loosely connected. So he says, not clear what it is, but he says, nira, kol shetzorech lashkia ma'ames for piruk ha-kedi. Anything which needs a bit of effort to undo the kedi, harizeh begedar kov mudekas. That's his definition. Anything which needs a bit of an effort to undo, that's called a tight fitting, which is osmin rabon. That means a very firm fitting, very strongly fitted, that's osmin ha-Torah. A firm fitting which holds it in place, and it's to undo it, you need a bit of an effort to undo, that's osmin rabon. If it's so loose that it just comes apart very easily, then that is mutter to do on Shabbos if it's not the first time. So a shoelace, lamoshal, you put a shoelace in a shoe, it's very easy to pull it apart. You just pull it out, it comes out very easily. It's not connected. But for the first time, a person mustn't do that on Shabbos. If it's been in already before, and then a child pulled it out, to put that back as much on Shabbos, because it's a very loose connection.
That
very same shoe. Again, it has to be the very same shoe we speak about. It has to be the same shoe it was into. Then that's mutter. So again, there's three agdoras over here. A very tight fitting is osmin awesome ha-Torah. If it's loosely connected, which is, means loosely connected, means it means a bit of an effort to undo it. That's osmin awesome rabbonon. And then you've got level number three, something which is very, very loose. There's no problem at all. Now, Chazal made a gzeira, something which is meant to be very tight, but you decide that you're going to put in semi-loose, or even loose completely, actually. That means, for example, let's say a leg of a chair has come off, completely off. This person decides on Shabbos, I want to put it back, but I'm going to tighten it only very slightly. Very slight tightening, which is really easy to undo. That is also still to do. Why? Because we're worried. Since the normal way of using that is to make it tight, Chazal said there's a gzeir drabonon that we don't let you do it even loose because we're scared you might finish off. Now, when a person's screw comes out of his glasses, so his glasses are loose, right? His screws come off. So he wants to pick the screw up and put it into his glasses just very slightly, just to turn it slightly, which makes it tight, which makes it stick together, but it's a very loose connection. I mean, you can undo it very easily, it's very, very loose. Even so, that's also to do.
What?
Because that's a gzeira, you might tighten it more, yeah? So it's a gzeira that you might tighten it more. Because Chazal were worried that you might tighten it more, in fact, it becomes so homo now, that Chazal said, not only is the screw muksa, but the glass is the muksa. The whole set of glasses now become muksa because we're scared if we let you touch these glasses, it's very likely you might come along and finish off the process. And you might want to finish off. Yes?
That's the person as a tool, it's the driver. If you add it to the finger, you never manage to make it really tight.
First of all, it's very easy to get hold of a screwdriver. Most people have got screwdrivers in their houses. That's true. That is true. If a person's got a screw, which is only can be used by a professional, there's only the screw. I don't know if you got that. I was thinking about it, but I don't know if it's right. This, if Lu Yitzui, there's a screw which goes in the glasses. I'm coming, won't it? If a person has got a screw which can only be tightened by a specialized screwdriver, then you're quite right, but it won't be muksa because you can't do anything. Who I did like Chayef says is quite right. If a person, let's say the screw came out and it went down the drain, that screw's gone. Now, there's nothing you can do. Hold on, coming on it. There's nothing you can do with that, yeah? In such a case there's no gzeira anymore in Chazal. The whole gzeira is that if you put the screw is muksa and the glass is a muksa, because if we let you touch it, you might tighten out. In this case over here, when you've lost the screw, there's no gzeira. Or if you need a special thing to do, then there's no problem at all. So that case will be right. Now, Simcha's asking, what about in a case of where you've got the screw there, but you want to put something else inside there? Now, call to mind that screw's there, you've got a problem. Because the gzeira you might turn. So the best thing to do is get rid of that screw. So what you can do, can you pick the screw up and put it in a dustbin?
Then you've got
a problem, my friend. Then you've got a problem. Because you've got a problem. Then you've got a problem. In that case there, if the screw is in the house, then Chazal made the problem that you're going to have a problem that you can't touch the glasses. There's muksa because you might want to do it. The only eitzah, I think we once spoke about this actually, is maybe you can kick it to your neighbour. And let your neighbour be showing it for you. That I'm not sure how to shut that up. Do you understand what I'm saying? Kick the screw to your neighbour with a shinri. If you can do it. If you can do it. But the screw is muksa. You have to do it kirachayat. You have to move that screw. That could be an eitzah, I'm not sure. Divine, let's say you kick the screw out. Now someone asks, can you put something in here? So this Aruch HaShabbos is interesting what he says over here. If you've lost the screw, so he's maker actually. You're allowed to connect the side piece, the arm, which has come off. You put a safety pin in there. You can put a safety pin in there. You can't put a plaster or something around it. That's supposed to, because you were scared you might leave it like that. A safety pin. No one in his right mind is going to leave it like that. It looks odd. No normal person is going to walk around like that if you can help it. So there, it's unlikely that's going to be a chibur. Maybe that person who does that, it's not called a proper connection. It's a very weak connection. It's not meant to stand that connection. That would be mutter. Others actually don't allow even this, actually. I must say, some don't allow this, but the Maestro Rosh Hashanah that we follow, Rosh Hashanah says that one put a safety pin is allowed to be put in to hold it in position.
What if it was sort
of personal, leave it there? What? Safety pin. Chazal don't cater for these people, I don't think. Chazal talk about a general, it's an interesting point we're saying, but Chazal don't cater for these sort of people. Chazal talk about a normal person who won't do so that. What?
Well,
First, you might need for a bit of time there. I think that the safety pin you take out as quick as possible looks very, very odd. The safety, I mean, I've seen people walking around with glass placenta tables. It's not so unheard of. A safety pin, Roger, I've never seen anyone like that. I mean, you go to these places, these homes, maybe you might see someone walking around like that. But I'm saying, generally speaking, you won't find a person walking around. It's odd. It's very, very odd. Sedative is already, I've seen people doing that. It's not so far-fetched. I mean, until you get a screw and everything, it's going to be a time till you get the screw. That could be that could be an allowance on such a case. What? I don't know how helps. I don't know if it's a difference actually. In health, because makapatish. That's a lock in kosher. I'm not sure. We spoke about this already a few days ago when we spoke about these plastic glasses. Yeah, is there a problem with the plastic glasses? If you intend to undo it within 24 hours, within the time period of Shabbos. So we said that ma'aser pashtis. There's no issa d'oraisa there, but it's issa d'rabbanan. It's also midrabbanan. Even though you intend to undo it, it's still an issur midrabbanan to put the loose connection. I mean, first of all, it's not a loose connection. It holds, yeah? It's not mamish rofui. It's a connection which holds. Those plastic cups, they hold together for a bit of time. So it's not mamish loose. And even if you intend to undo it on that day, he says, there's still an issur midrabbanan. So the ma'aser, my question doesn't help this, but it's not the issur midrabbanan.
I'm just
going to
say about the lenses,
yeah? I can't say that. I'm talking about the lens, I'm talking about the screw. The screw has come out, and the arm, or the side of the glasses has come out, the glass side has come out, then that's a problem. If someone's lens has fallen out, one other thing I must tell you, if someone's glasses was like this on Friday, let's say this glasses broke on Friday, the screw fell out, and he's a butler, he didn't fix it on Friday. Those glasses are not muksa. Because this guy has shown us that he's not muppet to fix it straight away. So we don't have to worry about this person now on Shabbos getting a screwdriver to fix up what he's done, because we can see ourselves that this person is not in a big rush to do his glasses up. So if a person on Friday's glasses broke and the screw came out and the arm is hanging on the floor, if he puts it together and he walks around like this on Friday, then there's no problem on Shabbos at all with this, because there's no problem that this person shows us he doesn't care about fixing it. That's mutter. Now, if the lens comes out of the glasses, that means the screws come out, you've got the same problem again. If the screw has come out and the lenses have come out because the screws come out, you've got the same problem. The glasses are mutter. Same problem. Some glasses, I haven't seen these actually, I think in the old-fashioned glasses, or maybe now it's new-fashioned, I don't know, where there's no screw in the glasses. The glasses is held in a frame itself, which no screw, and the lens fell out. Now, there's an interesting point. Can you put that lens back? Now, it depends what's happened. If it's just slipped out, and by you putting it back, you slit it in exactly the same way, it's going to last like that, that's a problem on Shabbos to do that. If it's widened, it's expanded, the actual frame's expanded slightly, and you can put it back, but it won't be a loose connection, it won't be such a strong connection, that would be much on Shabbos to put back. Because that connection won't last. That's who I did. I forgot to tell you this as well. If, for example, the leg of a table falls off. Yeah? So, the leg of the table has fallen off. Can I put the leg back into its socket without any screws at all?
Yes.
Now, there, you must realize, no person is going to leave it like that, because it has to be glued. He has to undo it and put it back. There's no gazebo who's going to leave it like this. That is a very weak connection. Because it's unlikely a person is going to leave the table leg like this. It's the normal way of fixing it is to glue it or to put a screw in. He's got no screw there, so he hasn't done it. That's a very weak connection. That would be much to do, Lechaira. So come back to our glasses again. If the screw is lost from the side of the frame, or the screw is lost and the lens has fallen out, if the screw is around and the person could tighten it, everything is buksa. Which is a problem for some people. I mean, the majority of people need their glasses. So the only eitz l'chayr what to do is to kick that screw away, is to make sure that screw is lost. Then there's no gezeiros chazal that you come and fix it. And then you can put your glasses back on again. Because there's no gezeir anymore. Yeah, that's eitz number one. There's any other eitz. There might be some other eitz as well. But that l'chayr is eitz number one. Otherwise, you're going to have a bit of a problem, l'chayr, yeah?
And if another member of the house knows where the screw is, but not the person who made it.
He's a good rabbi, I think. Yeah, could be that also might help. Someone else, and yeah, what? They won't tell you where it is.
They're not used to fix it.
Not fix it, but you can ask them to get it back.
Yeah,
but it's no good. If you can ask them to get it back, then you're back to square one again.
Oh,
so maybe that's better. I'll check that. Okay, boys, so we better stop there.